Cape Town Torah High started with just a handful of students around Sheila Valentini's dining room table, and today is part of a bold new chapter in Jewish education. It's now integrated into the Jewish International School of Cape Town, and the high school has joined forces with Sinai Academy and Phyllis Jowell Jewish Day School to create a single internationally accredited institution. Joining us now is Sheila Valentini, who is one of the driving forces behind the high school. She is one of the founders of Cape Town Torah High and is now a board member with the Portfolio of General Studies. Sheila, thanks so much for chatting with us on the home run. What does it mean for your students to now be part of the Jewish International School of Cape Town, and how has that changed the day-to-day school experience for them?
Hi, thank you so much for hosting me. I appreciate it. Well, firstly, the having a Torah high school in Cape Town meant that the children could actually stay at home and go to a Torah, attend a Torah high school in their home city. Before that, students were either leaving South Africa at bar and bat mitzvah age to study overseas, and we were losing entire families as well. So we weren't able to retain rabbis in the city. They were getting huge traction with their communities, and then the first time one of their the oldest child was bar bat mitzvah, they would leave the city. So we were bleeding rabbonim and bleeding beautiful Torah orient, Torahdik leadership in amongst the student body. So yeah, it was one of the
Sheila,
biggest effects of change.
I love the story that the origin is at your dining room table. I mean, can you tell me a little bit about that?
So I was homeschooling my children, my three children, and then there was a rabbi who came to town, and he was being so effective in amongst the Herzliya, the day school in Cape Town, and he was speaking about leaving when his son became bar mitzvah. He was like, "There's no school for my two sons." I was like, No, please don't leave, please don't leave. I'll teach them." So I structured the day so that my son was learning with his sons with him in the morning or at some point in the morning, and I was teaching in the afternoon or the girls, and we would swap. And then a friend of mine's child wasn't able to stay in a formal school classroom due to some challenges, and I was like, "No, it's okay, it's okay. I'll teach you. Don't worry. Let her come to me. We'll deal with it." And then so she came, and then two girls were going to be sent away at the age of 12, which was just breaking my heart because I went to boarding school. And I was like, "No, please don't send them away. I'll teach them." And eventually, there were 13 children in and out of my front door at various times of the day because we were keeping the boys and girls separate, and this attracted the attention of some of the other leadership in the community, and they were like, "Can we actually make this a fact and turn it into a registered school?" And
That's amazing. I
I
mean,
jumped
that
at the
shows a
opportunity,
teacher's
but I don't know why,
commitment.
but there I go.
Sheila, what is unique about the school? I mean, can you share an example of a recent project or program that reflects the school's unique vision?
I think the most outstanding factor of the school is that we are modular based, in that children can complete courses in their own time. So, in other words, at any one particular point, let's say in a maths class, you could have a class of, say, 13-year-olds, and you could have up to four different grades being taught at the same time. So I'm very, very, I'm very strict about the fact that children don't compare themselves to their peers, that they compare themselves to their own best self. So at any given point, a child is achieving according to their own best self. So you could have children who battle in maths. It could be in grade 7 in maths. At the same time, their peer could be doing a grade 9 maths program. And then in English, you could have the reverse. You know, you could have the child that battle in maths could be doing a grade 10 English, and the other one could be doing, you know, whatever. So at any given point, in the maths and sciences and, you know, sort of self-paced subject, you could have different abilities being at different grades. So I don't know if I explain that well enough. And then the other outstanding factor is, because we're modular based as well, we're self-paced based, there's obviously it's guided, and there's, you know, what's the slowest you can go and the fastest you can go. There's obviously, as we call our teachers, guides by their side. They're not left to their own devices. But because of that, there's also a vast number of subject choices. So, for instance, in science, you wouldn't just be doing grade 10 science. You could be doing science of health if you're not really into science, you know, science isn't your thing. Or you could be doing environmental science or marine biology or, you know, whatever within the sciences. There's a number of choices. It's not just one textbook.
Gina, I would definitely like to continue this conversation with you another time, because you're definitely talking about new models of education. We need to cross to sport, but I just want to mention that is Sheila Valentini, whose school, which is the Cape Town Torah High, is doing more than just educating. It's building a strong, values-driven future for Jewish youth in Cape Town, South Africa, and beyond. Sheila, we'll definitely come back to a conversation with you in the future. Thanks for chatting with us.